If you're like me, you probably have a closet full of local band merch. And whether you know it or not, a lot of that band merch was probably made by Divine Shirt Company right here in Winnipeg. Divine Shirt Company has made all of the Great Witch Police merch, from our hoodies to our toques to our t-shirts. And if you're looking to get anything done, like screen printing, embroidery, graphic design, digital printing, go to see Divine Shirt Company at divineshirtcompany.ca and tell them Witch Police Radio sent you.
One of our colleagues, Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie.
Witch Police Radio. Witch Police Radio. Oh, no, no, no.
Witch Police Radio.
Welcome to Witch Police Radio. I'm here with a guest who is new to the show, but not new to the city of Winnipeg. I know you've been making music for a long time, and I'm sure we'll talk about all of that. But I think the best way to start this off is if you want to introduce yourself and give a bit of background about what you do as an artist.
Yeah, well, my name is Kid Capone, and I do dancehall reggae, culture reggae. So I mostly sing vocally. Mostly no vocal, I don't really play instruments.
Yeah.
So that's my style. And, you know, I'm always in the city trying to make the music better.
That's a good goal to have, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've been doing this for a long time. I mean, I feel like, I know I've seen you live a few times over the years. I not so much lately, but I used to try to get out to as many reggae shows as I could, going back even 20 years or so now. So I've seen you perform. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this now for probably 20 years or more, you know?
Yeah. And so go ahead.
It's just something I like to do.
Yeah. Well, what is Winnipeg like as a city for reggae? Because, I mean, I know, you know, there's a small community that is very passionate about the music, and there are a number of artists, but it's still fairly a niche genre in Winnipeg. What has it been like sort of... you know, as an artist here playing this style of music that maybe isn't as mainstream as some other styles?
I think in Winnipeg here, it's kind of like now things is getting way better than it was before. But before it was kind of slow. People would say, go to Toronto or, you know what I mean, you shouldn't stay here and stuff like that. But when I look around, I see the artists in Toronto struggling too. So it doesn't really make much of a big deal. You just have to keep fighting the battle wherever you are, you know?
Yeah. And I think that artists of any style, any genre, get told the same thing. You can't do it in Winnipeg. You got to go to Toronto. You got to go to the States or wherever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like that, yeah.
Have you seen, like you said, it's things are getting a little better now. How have you seen the reggae scene grow in Winnipeg over the past few decades?
Well, I seen it grow because we got a new generation of kids coming out now and stuff like that. So there's more people than there used to be that really into the reggae music, you know what I mean? So that's the part that I see is getting very exciting right now.
Yeah. Do you think that that's more, do you think it's because reggae is being introduced to more people, or are there more people coming to Winnipeg and making home here that, you know, already were into reggae? Is it sort of expanding beyond its... original sort of audience, or what do you think?
Yes, I think it's expanded.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's expanding a lot right now because I don't know. A lot of people start to catch on to that Jamaican vibes, and everybody's coming back with that dance on vibes and stuff like that. So I think, yeah, for the younger crowd, I hear them playing it in the car more. You know what I mean? I hear the music bouncing around more. Yeah. So it's growing more.
Well, I think dancehall is one of those genres, too, that has kind of found its way into all these other styles, too. I think a lot of people are playing other types of music, not even knowing that dancehall and that reggae is at the root of what they're playing.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Afro beats and all of these things, yeah. Calypso, it's still the same.
Yeah, it all comes from the same source.
Yeah.
Yeah. As an artist who does, I guess, what do you think about sort of the... the style of dancehall that is more popular at the moment? Because I know you as an artist do a lot of cultural stuff. You do a lot of roots stuff, but then obviously there's the more pop influenced thing. There's the more sort of mainstream dance oriented stuff, and that seems to be always kind of what is getting more attention from just the wider community. Where do you sort of fit in as an artist who covers cultural topics and has that roots kind of vibe to what you do?
Well, for me as an artist, I'm pretty much I'm adaptable. I got the dancehall style too, and I also have the culture style. You know what I mean? So I try to do what the audience need.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I try to stay on top of it. That means as to what's growing right now, I can do it too. If I need to do that, I can do that too.
So does the audience's needs, does that change from show to show and from sort of event to event, or is that more of a slower progression into different sounds and different styles?
Well, since I've been in Canada, I've been with hip hop groups. I've done a country song with a country singer. So, I've done a couple of house songs and stuff like that. So I've been pretty much all over the map in different style when it comes to the music.
Since you've been doing this for as long as you have, do you have any? I know you have music out. I know you have. It's all on YouTube. It's on SoundCloud. It's various spots. But what do you have out as far as records that you've released in your discography as it is at this point in time? How many albums have you put out, and where can people find that stuff?
I've got some music on YouTube and stuff. YouTube. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. DistroKid have distribute my stuff about, so it's on the platform out there,
so people can find it.
Yeah, you can find it. AB Capone or Kid Capone.
Okay. And what is the distinction between the two names? Because I think the first time I heard you, it was Kid Capone, and then now there's the AB Capone, and it seems like there's been a few variations, over the years throughout.
Yeah, well, the AB Capone is more of the culture vibes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because I was doing the culture vibes for a while, because that's what was going, you know what I mean? So I was doing the culture vibes. And then, so I started off as Capone. So I get into the culture vibes, and that was AB Capone. I just put, Adoja Balance.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it was just a reminder to Adoja Balance, you know what I mean? And stay balanced.
Sure.
But I'm still Capone.
Yeah. It seems like a few years ago, just, with reggae and dancehall in sort of the wider, as a wider genre, it seemed like there was definitely a return to the rootsier stuff. I don't know if that's still happening, but there seemed to be sort of a shift in the mainstream stuff too. There was a lot of artists who were definitely going more towards the cultural side, going more towards the root side. Do you think that's still there? I mean, I know it's always there sort of driving in the background, but that kind of resurgence, I guess, of rootsier stuff. Do you think that's still actively happening?
Absolutely, because that part never dies, right? That part never dies. Like the mainstream stuff right now, those stuff play for a couple of days or something like that, but the roots and culture will always play all the time.
That makes sense.
Because there's more balance and more understanding in the roots and culture stuff that the whole world can enjoy. You know what I mean? The most of the new stuff these days is just a few words.
Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah, for sure. I think so. Yes. I think that's right.
One love to Jah. I adore Jah balance, peace unto all. Well, then I say, shaking milk become butter. And eating the nose bring blood. Fighting bring anger. Gone bad already, so no make it get worse. No. Love and unity we are deal with, that we are search for. Yeah. Gone bad already, so no make it get worse. No. Love and unity we are deal with, that we are search for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Admiration unto those that fight for freedom. I have a dream was from the kingdom. Freedom at last, words of wisdom. For man and woman, liberation stand. It's been too long, gone too far. More verbal solution, no more war. Educational bridges, not political war. Lift up your hands, unity stand tall. Gone bad already, so no make it get worse. No, no, no. Love and unity, we are deal with that we are search for. Yeah, yeah, yes. Gone bad already, so no make it get worse. No, no, no. Love and unity, we are deal with that we are search for. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Universal people, time for us to voice against Babylon and them evil us device. The ones that them always used to deprive us from getting ahead, or to demine us. But the power of Jah, well, me know say it great. Those that fight against the truth only lead to dark place, where the soul can't rest and nothing is blessed. Only corrupt flesh that miss the message. Can't bother ready, so no make it get worse. No, no, no. Love and unity we are deal with that we are search for. Yeah, yeah, yes. Can't bother ready, so no make it get worse. No, no, no. Love and unity we are deal with that we are search for. Yeah, yeah, yes. Those who got the key confuse the city. Want more energy for the community. We say at 6 o'clock, downtown empty. Shackles and chain make everybody run away. Babylon got it all and still want more. From the deepest of the ocean back to the shore. Mount Everest, Kilimanjaro. If them get the chance, them near me and you. Gone bad already, so no make it get worse. No, no, no. Love and unity we are deal with that we are search for. Yeah, yeah, yes. Gone bad already, so no make it get worse. No, no, no. Love and unity we are deal with that we are search for. Yeah, yeah, yes. It's been too long, gone too far. More verbal solution, no more war. Educational bridges, not political war. Lift up your hands, unity stand tall. Babylon got it all and still want more. From the deepest of the ocean back to the shore. Mount Everest, Kilimanjaro. If them get the chance, them near me and you. Gone bad already, so no make it get worse. No, no, no. Love and unity we are deal with that we are search for. Yeah, yeah, yes. Gone bad already, so no make it get worse. No, no, no. Love and unity we are deal with that we are search for. Yeah, yeah, yes. Gone bad already, so no make it get worse. No, no, no. Love and unity we are deal with that we are search for. Yeah, yeah, yes. Gone bad already, so no make it get worse. No, no, no. Love and unity we are deal with that we are search for. Yeah, yeah, yes.
And I know that you have just looking at your social media and everything, you have some new music coming out. What are you working on at the moment?
Right now I am working at on an album right now. I actually have got a couple of albums working on at the same time, because I'm working with two different producers.
Okay.
Which, you know what I mean? So right now I'm working on it's more like a dancehall album coming out right now, which should be dropping anytime soon.
Cool.
And I'm doing that with a guy named Kenny Bangin.
Okay. So that's from the hip-hop side. He's from the hip-hop community.
He's from the hip-hop community. But I've known him for many years, and him and I have hooked up already and done a few stuff over the years. Some of my older stuff, he collaborate and those stuff too with me.
Okay.
So, but we just got back together now. So we got some good stuff coming out right now.
So when you work with the hip-hop scene and with people from the hip-hop scene, is that influence coming into what you do? I mean, obviously it's going to come with the people that you're working with, but how much of the hip hop sort of seeps into the music you're creating? I mean, I know, you know, the dancehall is the primary genre, but because you're immersed with members of the hip hop community, are their sounds coming into what you do as well?
At this moment, no.
This is strictly dancehall.
It's strictly dancehall at this moment.
Okay.
Yes.
And what was the other? You said you were working on another album as well.
I'm working on another album with a guy named Bigger. His name is Sean.
Okay.
So that one I started a while back with him now. And that's mostly like a culture album. Because he's mostly like a culture person. So what I wanted to do now is just to get some stuff out in the mainstream right now. And I figure whatever is on the mainstream is more like the dance stuff, the dancehall stuff and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's where I hooked up with Kenny. And I'm doing this dancehall album. What I got, it's a culture album I'm working on with Sean.
Okay. Do you prefer to keep those two sides sort of separate, you know, two separate projects? Or are you comfortable mixing? I mean, I know you said you sort of shift the style depending on all the audience's needs and wants. But in terms of recording, do you prefer to keep those two sides separate?
Depends on the music that I'm doing. If the music fits this lyrics, then I'll do this lyrics on this song.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's the way I do it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So what is
at the end of the day, I guess it boils down at the end of the day is how you mix the album, right?
Right. And how involved are you in that process? I mean, obviously you're doing the vocals like you said, but how involved are you in the sort of behind the scenes aspects of your records?
Right now I am hand in hand with it. It's just me and Kenny and that's it.
And is that a role you like to have, to be that involved in sort of every aspect of it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And it's not even about being involved, it's just being there.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? Giving an extra eyes and an extra ear and stuff like that, you know? It's just being there.
Yeah. Well, how you know, as a veteran in the local music community, how do you, you know, you're saying you want to make music that goes into the mainstream, that has those elements that appeal to that wider audience. How do you sort of introduce yourself to new listeners at this point in your career? I mean, obviously you've done it over the years and found different audiences and different people, but is it challenging as an artist who's established versus being a new artist to sort of say, you know, this is me, maybe you are 20 years old, you haven't heard me before, but this is what I do. Is it more of a challenge as an established artist than if you'd been, you know, just coming out right now and then doing something completely new?
No, I don't find it a challenge because for some reason people seem to drawn to, I don't know if it's the sound of my voice or what it is, but people seem to drawn to my style.
Okay.
Yeah. So whether it's a new crowd or almost every show that I go, people come up to me and say, hey, man, you know what I mean? I didn't know about you and all of these kind of stuff. And then they want to know about me. So, and a lot of them are young people.
Yeah.
So I don't find it challenging at all.
That's good. That's a good thing. Yeah.
No job balance. I don't want to go. So I function without Babylon tools. No job balance. Taking out the mystery out of our history. I don't wanna go. I refuse to be used and abused by Babylon tools. So I function without Babylon tools. I don't wanna go on the Sarah Captain Goodrich. I don't wanna go. I know come from the island, you know, Africa Millie. Turn around the ship. I don't wanna go on the Sarah Captain Goodrich. I don't wanna go. I no come from no island, you know, Africa Millie.
turn around the ship. It was started by Dutch Arab and Portuguese. Figuring them will no Africans, them thief. Stack a span ship and them set sail a sea. Shackle up together like a wild monkey. Agitation and fear enough to make the journey. And those who made it end up in a slavery. Working night and day, but hungry belly. And I need back grandmaster who not show sympathy. I don't wanna go on the Sarah Captain Goodrich. I don't wanna go. I know come from the island, you know a Africa Millie. Turn around the ship. I don't wanna go on the Sarah Captain Goodrich. I don't wanna go. I know come from no island, you know a Africa Millie. Turn around the ship. Some from Bibia, some from West Africa. From Cameroon, go straight back to Calabar. Bristol was the boss, good Richard the star. 1-5-6 when they make roll call. 1-4 too big and 14 small. Back up on the ship, in the belly at the hall. In a pitch dark, should I hear picnic ball? I beg back grandmaster, no take them from them yard. I don't wanna go on the Sarah Captain Goodrich. I don't wanna go. I know come from the island, you know a Africa Millie. Turn around the ship. I don't wanna go on the Sarah Captain Goodrich. I don't wanna go. I know come from no island, you know a Africa Millie. Turn around the ship. All over the world, Africans were sold. Sugar was gold, the plantation went crowd. Mule and donkey, black people become. While the sugar export, Europe explore. King Charles get the best economical growth. Ireland, Scotland, England, all water force. Criminals get promote, while slaves get the rope. Africans run like goat when you see the slave boat. I don't wanna go on the Sarah Captain Goodrich. I don't wanna go. I know come from the island, you know a Africa Millie. Turn around the ship. I don't wanna go on the Sarah Captain Goodrich. I don't wanna go. I know come from no island, you know a Africa Millie. Turn around the ship. It was started by Dutch Arab and Portuguese. Figuring them will enough Africans, them thief. Stack a span ship and them set sail a sea. Shackle up together like a wild monkey. 1-4 too big and 14 small. Back up on the ship, in the belly at the hall. In a pitch dark, should I hear picnic ball? I beg back grandmaster, no take them from them yard. I don't wanna go on the Sarah Captain Goodrich. I don't wanna go. I know come from the island, you know a Africa Millie. Turn around the ship. I don't wanna go on the Sarah Captain Goodrich. I don't wanna go. I know come from no island, you know a Africa Millie. Turn around the ship. I don't wanna go on the Sarah Captain Goodrich. I don't wanna go. I know come from the island, you know a Africa Millie. Turn around the ship. I don't wanna go on the Sarah Captain Goodrich. I don't wanna go. I know come from no island, you know a Africa Millie. Turn around the ship.
This is maybe more of a sort of a broader question, but what do you think is the ongoing appeal of dancehall? Because I started listening to it in the 90s. You know, my record collection's full of Capleton and SZA and Buju and all this stuff. And I listen to some newer stuff, but definitely not as much. But it shifts and it goes back and it changes and it morphs. And for whatever reason, it's always been, since its inception, it's been this genre that doesn't go away, right? Like people always love some element of it. And what do you think that is? Why does it have such lasting power?
I think it's the people that it's got good promoters, and the young people follow that, and people like to follow what the young people do, right?
Right.
They're the new audience and stuff like that. So I think that's what keeps it going all the time. It's just that young people with the new dance move, and you know, and the excitement that they bring to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think there's anything sonically about it, though, that has sort of lasted over the generations?
Anything say again?
Anything sonically about it. Like, oh, what? There's something about the sound that, that works for people around the world year in and year out, right? What do you think that is? What's the... I mean, I know what I like about it, but what do you think is sort of the hook for dancehall that keeps going?
It keeps going.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the rock steady or just the bounce, as they would say. I think it's just the bounce. But there's many elements to it, though. There's many, because it all depends on the artist, like, you know, who want a beat and make it sounds way out there, and another guy go on it and it sounds terrible, even though it's the same song.
You know,
so I think it's all of that has to do with it, the character behind the song that they put out on that beat and the sound that they have there.
Okay. Well, as a vocalist and as an artist, what are you looking for in a beat? Like, what kind of beat, you know, regardless of who's producing and who you're working with, what sort of elements are you looking for when you're choosing a beat to use for a song, or what kind of sound do you want to find that makes you know this is a song that will work for you, for your voice and for your style?
Well, for me, I like a little bit of rub-a-dub with the dancehall in it, right?
Yeah,
I like that kind of that smooth chorus, and then a little bit of bounce in the verses. So it's kind of like, for me, I like the rub-a-dub, the heavy bass, and then the bounce in the middle, you know what I mean? The breakdown and stuff like that. So for me, that's what I like to blend both of them together, because I have a style like that.
Yeah. That makes sense for sure. Yeah, I think that kind of combination of those two as well works for in a live setting, right? I mean, the audience, it has that flow to it that the audience can sort of they can sit bounce back it, and then they can get into the rhythm. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So what is the scene like for you as far as performing live? Because I know there's a lot of events that have happened, and it seems like a lot more lately in Winnipeg. You know, cultural events, but just sort of in general, outside of the specific reggae events, what is it like for you as far as playing shows? I mean, have you done a lot of work? You mentioned earlier you've done music with a country artist. You've obviously worked with hip hop artists. Have you sort of found a place where you fit in outside of the reggae community? Like, does what you do sort of appeal to audiences beyond that? And have you found sort of how to juggle that between the hardcore reggae audience and then people who maybe are interested in some elements of it, but it's new to them?
Yeah. I find it like, in the way I am, like how I find it these days is it's pretty simple, you know? It's pretty simple. Because I was in Vancouver. I was there for like 2 years.
Okay.
And it's a totally kind of, it was like a different crowd. And I fit into that crowd without a problem. And then I came back to Winnipeg. So over the past couple of years, I've been just, since the COVID, I haven't done much. Even this year, I haven't performed a lot. So right now, I just figured that I'm coming back with my stuff. So that is my plan right now, is to bring it back. But I get a lot of positive review.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get a lot of positive review.
What was the COVID pandemic like for you as far as creativity? Because I talk to a lot of different people who make a lot of different kinds of music, and it seems like I get one of two answers. Either people say they were super creative, they just sat, you know, in the room recording and writing, or the opposite, or they couldn't write at all, they felt completely sort of stifled. Did you have either of those two experiences?
For me, because I went out to Vancouver to do a couple shows.
Yeah.
And then the pandemic caused those shows to cancel. So, and then everything started close.
Yeah.
So there wasn't much to do, and I was on the road. So the only thing I could do, I got a job there, and I started to do some construction. So I didn't get a chance to do a lot of music.
Okay.
So that time.
So did you get stuck in Vancouver because of the pandemic? Like, is that why you ended up there? I mean, I know you said you were doing a show, but did that sort of, you had to stay because of what was going on?
Exactly. Okay. I stayed out there a bit longer because of what was going on.
Yeah.
So I got a job. So I figure I'll do some work instead of come home and sit down.
Makes sense. It definitely makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
As someone from Winnipeg who was, you know, in another city experiencing as much as you could during a pandemic, what their scene was like, what their music community was like, how do you think Winnipeg is? Because Winnipeg, I think, we punch above our weight as far as music. I mean, we have a small city, small population, but there's just like great artists of all styles. How do you think Winnipeg's music is seen outside of the city? Do you think people realize sort of what we have going on here, or are we still sort of under the radar?
I think outside people see what we got going on here more than the people that's here.
Yeah.
I do, because people do respect our stuff out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, people do respect our stuff up there. We get good thumbs up from people out there, from Vancouver, Toronto, you know, good thumbs up.
Soul, feel the power of Jah, in my flesh and bone, greed and me overstand the scrolls. There will always be balls from me strutting the streets, trying to miss me, Jah sheep. Let the blessings of Jah be the bread upon my table, Jah Jah love comfort me. Say that I know Jah, find Jah, where could the Most High be? I got to know Jah, find Jah, don't wanna be no lost sheep. I got to know Jah.
I got to know Jah, find Jah, I know.
how do we fix that here then? How do we get people who are already here to sort of recognize and realize what we have?
I don't know. Sometimes I think it's just the audience here is like, I don't think we get enough support here. In a sense of you put something on and not too many people come out. But people said they want the show.
Yeah.
But when you put the show on, they don't come out. Well, in Vancouver, it's like a totally different thing. It doesn't matter where you go. It could be an open mic.
Yeah.
There's people there. You know what I'm saying? There's people out.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that?
So it's kind of like here, if you're not strong, it doesn't give you a lot of motivation to push yourself like that because nobody wants to come out.
Right. But the ones that do push past that are the ones that seem to succeed here because there's so many bands and artists that start and a lot of them just, they bail and give up after, you know, a few weeks, 2 months. And then the ones that stick with it are the ones that tend to get the respect and the appreciation that they've earned, right?
That's what it is. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. So you just have to keep doing what you believe. Even though if it's 2 person come to the show, that doesn't stop you from doing the show. You keep doing the show, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, those two people, you've made an impact on them. Even though there's only 2 of them, they might tell 2 friends each, and then they bring them to your next show, right? And then it kind of balloons from there.
That's exactly how it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly. It's like one and wash the other, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
The good thing about this being a podcast, right, is someone can hear it the day it comes out, and this is all very fresh to them, or they could hear it, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now. I've been doing this for a long time. These episodes kind of float around on the internet for forever. But at the moment we're recording this, what do you have coming up as far as upcoming shows?
On the 18th of this month, I got a show coming up. We'll be at the lounges list.
Moonlight Lounge.
At Moonlight Lounge. There's a guy named Stylo.
Okay.
Stylo G coming to the city.
Oh, okay, so, yeah.
So my friend got me an opening act there.
Cool.
So open for that. And also on August 10th, I have a show coming up at, is it August, October?
You said August, yeah. I think you probably mean October, right?
October, yeah. October 10th at the Jamaican Hall.
Okay, cool.
And yeah, that's good. 1098 Winnipeg Avenue.
Yeah, you know, I went to one show there in like, must have been 2000 or 2001, and it was a different vibe from the shows. I mean, you know, I'm usually going to punk shows and stuff, right? I was listening to lots of reggae, and it was a very different experience. It was it's cool though. It's cool, and there's such a strong community support for this stuff. It's great.
Exactly.
Is that sort of home base for you as far as, you know, a comfortable place to be performing? You know that the audience is, they're going to be there for what you're doing, right?
Oh yeah. It's always a comfortable spot performing there.
Yeah.
Because it gives you a vibes of being back home in Jamaica, right? In the dancehall scene, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Yeah.
So you get that kind of vibes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's always a good vibes performing there.
Cool. And then, you know, if someone's hearing about you for the first time on this show and they want to find out more information, what's the best way to find out what you're up to? I mean, as far as, you know, upcoming shows, upcoming releases of music, where should they follow you to learn more?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, a.b.capone. You know, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You know what I mean? I'm all over the platforms.
Cool. And then you have People Should Stay Tuned. You got, like you said, you're working on two records, and you've got a couple live shows we just talked about. So yeah, that's I'm glad you're still doing this. I mean, like I said, I think I first saw you play live many years ago, and it's cool to see you're still active.
Thanks, brother.
That's why they call me Baru. You know, so some people are play like say them up there, but are some fake thing them in a fictitious. So we don't like that. So we're gonna try to bring them back down to reality right now. I live for Capone says so. I know ya. Think I joke. Hey.
High like kites.
Now I'm gonna wait and I say them is flight. Them high like kites. Don't have to wonder where in a them pipe. Them high like kites. Now I'm gonna wait and I say them is flight. Them high like kites. Stand up on your own 2 feet. Get off your fictitious right.
time for you to realize. With the youth them to feed and the poor in need. Time for you to plant a seed. We don't mix up in a envy, no carry, no greed. You know the most are you most elite. So say, strength and power it a come from cha. Hear all them fight with the yeah. Conquer. Call Pancha, him a the answer. Rastafari, adat me outa. Youths of Selassie, I from Ethiopia. Guide and protect we from the journey. Cause me a cult and a fast culture. Tell them say yo, hey, hey. High, high, high like heights. Now I'm gonna wait and I say they miss fly them. High, high, high like heights. Don't have to wonder where in a them pipe them. High, high, high like heights. Say them miss like them high, high, high like kites. Don't have to wonder, hey. Most people think great God will come from the sky. Take away everything, make everybody feel high. If you know what life is worth, you would look for years on earth. Now you see the light. Hey, 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 hey. Fight thief, police a fight police. Boss a fight taxi, avenue a fight street. Me ask it to youth out the road if them no see. Kick up on the one fi put 6 foot deep. Long time me a walk and no creep, be a creep. For the goodness in life, a that me a seek. Babylon a come, hey, oh no. No, yeah, 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 yeah. High, high, high like kites. Now I'm gonna wait. Say them is fly them high, high, high like kite. Don't have to wonder where in a the pipe them got to reality. Stand up on your own 2 feet. Get off your fictitious ride. Time for you to realize. Use them to feed on the poor in need. Time for you to plant a seed. We don't mix up in a envy, no carry, no greed. In a the most time we must believe. Strength and power it a come from Jah. No care how them fight with them can't conquer. Call upon Jah, him a the answer. Rastafari, a that be usher. Youths of Selassie, I from Ethiopia. Guide and protect we from that journey. Mama Africa, high, high, high like kites. Now I'm going away and I say them is like them. High, high, high like kites. Now I'm going away and I say them is fly them. High, I like kite. Don't have to wonder where in a them pipe, boy. Don't have to wonder. Don't have to wonder.